Kringle Talks Christmas is a proud member of the Christmas Podcast Network. You can find all of our episodes on ChristmasPodcastNetwork.com and follow us on Twitter at Christmas Talks. That's KRISTMAS Talks. This is our new Christmas episode. Sit back, grab a hot drink, relax and enjoy.
Welcome to Kringle Talks Christmas.
Being a 90s baby meant I grew up in a brilliant decade. The internet was launched, popular toys were hitting the stores, and the music of the 90s was excellent. Growing up in the 1990s during Christmas time in the UK was a nostalgic and festive experience for many. It was marked by traditional celebrations. Families often embraced traditional Christmas customs, including decorating trees, hanging stockings, and enjoying a festive Christmas dinner with turkey and all the trimmings. TV specials, Christmas TV specials, and shows were a big part of the holiday season. Families gathered to watch holiday-themed episodes of favourite series and classic films. Toys and gifts. The 1990s brought about iconic toys like Tamagotchis, Beanie Babies and Furby, which were often at the top of children's wish lists. Parents went to popular stores to find these coveted gifts. Music. Christmas music filled the airwaves with classics from artists like Mariah Carey and Wham, becoming holiday anthems. Singing carols and Christmas songs were a common part of the celebration. Movies. Families enjoyed Christmas-themed movies, both classic and contemporary, snuggled up on the couch with popcorn and hot cocoa. Festive decorations. Homes were adorned with colourful lights, tinsel and ornaments. Christmas markets and high streets were fully decorated beautifully, creating a magical atmosphere. And the community spirit. Communities often came together for local Christmas events, including parades, fairs and charity initiatives to support those in need. Fashion trends, ugly Christmas sweaters and festive clothing were a part of the fashion scene, with many embracing the bold and quirky holiday-themed outfits. And letters to Santa. Children would write letters to Santa Claus, expressing their wishes for presents and eagerly awaited a response. So, what was Christmas truly like in the 1990s in the UK? What stores sold the most items? What were the most popular toys? And what were the number one songs during the 90s in the UK? Join me and find out. This is Kringle Talks Christmas. Christmas in the 1990s in the UK was a festive and memorable time. Here are some aspects of Christmas during that decade. Popular stores, some of the most popular stores for Christmas shopping in the UK during the 1990s included Woolworths, Argos, Marks & Spencer, Hamleys and Toys R Us. These stores were known for their wide selection of gifts and decorations. Popular toys, the 1990s saw the rise of iconic toys like the Tamagotchi, as mentioned before, Beanie Babies, Furby, and the Nintendo Game Boy. Action figures from popular franchises like Power Rangers and Pokemon were also in high demand. Barbie dolls and Lego sets remained evergreen favourites. Number one songs, the UK singles chart during the 1990s featured a variety of artists and genres. Some of the number one songs during that decade included Unchained Melody by Robson and Jerome, Wannabe by the Spice Girls, Candle in the Wind, the 1997 version to celebrate or to adorn the passing of Lady Diana in 1997, Believe by Cher and Baby One More Time by Britney Spears. These were just a few examples, and many more songs topped the charts during the 1990s, making it a diverse and vibrant period for music in the 90s in the UK. But what was the economy like for families in the 1990s in terms of affordability around Christmas? Around Christmas time, the affordability for the families in the UK varied depending on their financial situation. Economic factors. The 90s were marked by economic fluctuations. Early in the decade, there was a recession which led to financial challenges for many families. However, as the decade progressed, the economy improved, and by the mid-late 1990s, there was a greater economic stability and growth. Gifts were becoming more affordable and celebrations depended on individual family incomes. Some families may have found it more challenging to afford expensive toys and gifts, while others had a relatively easier time. And the popularization of credit. During the 90s, credit card usage became more common. Some families turned to credit to finance their holiday expenses, which could lend to financial stress in the long run if not managed properly. And the retail competition. The landscape in the UK was very competitive, with various stores offering discounts and promotions during the holiday season. This competition could benefit families by providing more affordable options. And the rise of DIY and homemade gifts. Some families chose to make their gifts or decorations to save money. Homemade gifts and crafts were a part of many family celebrations during this decade. To summarise, the affordability of Christmas in the 1990s in the UK varied widely among families, influenced by economic factors, individual financial situations, and the choices they made regarding spending and budgeting. What about movies in the 90s in the UK? What was the best release movies? Well, Christmas themed movies released in the UK during the 90s that were well received include, you know, the most famous, Home Alone. This was released in 1990. While technically released at the end of November, this family comedy about a young boy fending off burglars during Christmas became a beloved holiday classic even today. My kids love sitting around the TV and watching it every Christmas time. The Muppet Christmas Carol, 1992. Delightful adaptation of Charles Dickens' classic Christmas tale, with the Muppets taking on the roles of the beloved characters. Miracle on 34th Street, the reenactment of 1994, a heartwarming story about a girl who believes in Santa Claus and the man who claims to be the real Santa Claus, the remake of the 1947 classic. Jingle All the Way, 1996, a comedy starring Arnold Schwarzenegger as a father trying to find a popular toy for his son on Christmas Eve. Jack Frost, 1998, a family film about a musician who comes back to life as a snowman to spend time with his son. And The Night Before Christmas in 1993. Although more associated with Halloween, this Tim Burton produced stop-motion animation film has become a cult favourite for both holidays. These movies, among other, contributed to the festive atmosphere of the Christmas in the 1990s in the UK and are still enjoyed by audiences today. The best Christmas movies can be quite subjective, as people have different preferences and fond memories associated with these films. Overall, the 1990s Christmas in the UK was a time of celebration, cultural influences and economic prosperity. It was marked by a blend of traditional customs and modern popular culture, making it a unique and memorable period for holiday festivities. Personally speaking, like I said, growing up in the 1990s, it was a fun-filled time with families and gatherings. We had snow, I think, one year, which, you know, made for a nice white Christmas, but we don't really tend to get snow much in the UK around Christmas time. But nostalgic feeling, sitting around the fireplace or sitting around the TV, watching holiday specials, Christmas TV, Christmas films. It's just what Christmas is made of. And long may that continue for families moving forward. But guys, until next time, that's it as always. You can follow me on Twitter at @ChristmasTalks, KRISTMAS Talks. I'm also on the Christmas Podcast Network. A wide range of popular Christmas podcasts from all around the world. The best in Christmas podcasts. And me. And guys, well, until next time, take care. Bye-bye.